Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in this Thursday. I hope you're ready for the train wreckiest of all train wrecks. They couldn't hold silence during the moment of silence, so you guys, we'll see what happens to the sound quality when I try to take that sample later. It's going to be fun. Dalton's here.
This is going to be a great Tanner-less, Shannon-less Thursday.
It's true. Ethan's here.
Woohoo!
Why the fuck is Ethan? Anyway, Lindsay's here.
Aww!
I'm so sorry, Ethan.
I'm glad you're here.
He looks so sad. And Lindsay's here.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsay.
I'm going to hijack the show.
Oh, that's fine. Somebody needs to. Obviously, you guys can tell that I'm not Shannon.
Because Shannon has no fucking voice right now.
Yeah, in addition to Tanner not being here, Shannon wasn't able to be here. I don't know if you guys listen to Pro Wrestling Unscripted, but...
He's got a slime monster living in his throat or his lungs or something. I don't know, but it's real gross.
Right, and apparently I'm the only person that's fortunate enough to have a better sounding voice when my voice goes out.
It's true.
Oh, you goddamn bitch.
Oh, next time I'm sick, I'm going to have to get that on record. Anywho, yeah, so Ethan's making his premiere on Podzilla 1985 outside of the food library incident. I think this is the first time.
I like the food library incident.
It's not my joke. That's the sad part.
So everybody's heard Ethan at the Peanut Gallery. He made a couple of appearances on Penta Nerd, the long extinct podcast. And have you ever actually been booked on a show, Ethan? I know we did the gag once with you and Tanner.
He was on
earlier on. I was on a bit more serious shows and video game topics.
He's been on a couple.
He's been on a show with me before, so fairly recently. It was during October, I know.
That was the Tanner gag?
No. He was on the one before that, too. Because the gag then was, oh, Ethan's back this week.
And that then, was the food library.
No, the food library was Zach Kurgis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was during the Mr. 100% Kurgis.
Yeah. I have a bad memory, okay?
You didn't get to that part because you were just like, man, this blatant racism is killing me inside.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. That was really fun finding out that something bad happened in Lindsay's game. Nothing bad happened to
a dog.
I'm not going to ask. We're going to leave it at that. So, and we're also going to hope that Audacity doesn't crash on us.
Yes.
Because it did during sound tests.
Please don't be a dick, Audacity.
Come on, Audacity.
Don't know where dickety. I smeared that I chocolate know. From, but okay.
Hopefully it's chocolate.
No, it is.
Hashtag doing the Massey.
Oh, no!
You shouldn't have told me that story. Oh, he's going to hate me now.
I don't even know.
That's don't fine. Worry about it.
I kind of want to
worry
know.
About it. So,
no, you don't.
So we got Facebook questions.
Yay!
Fortunately, Shannon asked early enough that we have people on here.
Woohoo!
So, Shannon, of course, is the first one.
Well, yeah, because he's an attention whore. We love you, Shannon.
Yes, we love you, Shannon.
I love
you
so much.
No, we really do, buddy. I do. Yeah.
They want to love you all night.
Shh. I told you that in privacy.
I say it publicly all the time.
No comment.
Steven and Asa.
Wow. Everybody wants in Shannon's butt. No, you know what? I don't want there anymore. They can have it.
It's like the Grand Canyon. It'd be cool if only like one person a year got to see it.
Right.
But the second people start skydiving in it, I am calling his ass a giant crater in the whole ground. Do you get the joke?
I get it. I got it.
Oh, my God.
Do not make a Quaalude joke. I'll ask what I wanted to talk about and can't. Donald Trump is skipping the next debate because of Megyn Kelly. Thoughts?
I don't know who the hell Megyn Kelly is.
That, if I remember correctly, was the... I think she's on Fox. She's a news anchor. And she was the one that Donald Trump called a bimbo.
Okay.
So he wants... If I remember correctly, anyway, I could Google it, but I don't want to. So, you guys... Shannon's probably going to be like, Jesse, you're a fucking idiot later on. But we'll see how it goes.
So he wants us to react to it?
Yeah. What's your reaction to Donald Trump skipping a debate because this woman that he called a bimbo is going to be there?
Not surprised.
I don't give a shit.
Pussy.
Ha! He doesn't want to get called out. Did you hear that in the Iowa caucus, people were throwing tomatoes at him?
Good.
Yeah. Yes! Go Iowa!
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually really disappointed in the video, though. It was super clickbaity. It was like, Iowa caucus turns on Trump, throws tomatoes at him. And when I watched the video, the beginning of the video had, like, you could see a tomato being tossed. Didn't hit him. And dude's actually, like, facing charges now, which is super fun.
Well, yeah, because Trump's got a ton of money. Of course he's going to, like, press charges.
And it's, like, Secret Service apprehended him. Like, yeah. It's interesting. But anyway, so...
I won't be interesting until I start throwing bullets at him from a high-powered rifle.
That's not throwing, that's shooting.
Oh, there's a difference?
Yes, Perryville.
Oh, shit.
So
I don't English too well.
Yeah, it's
fine. That's why you're a music too.
Goddamn!
Woo! Nah, 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 nah.
No, not no, soon enough.
No.
You got everything out but her. So, yeah, I don't know, Shannon. My reaction is Donald Trump's a piece of shit, and I'm tired of caring.
The only thing
doing.
I care about the current thing is the fact that Tina Fey came back on SNL.
Cool, Drew, that was great.
Sarah Palin again.
And apparently one of Palin's dummy daughters reacted to it poorly.
Oh, I need to see that.
I think it was poorly. It said reacted. I'm assuming it's poorly.
Because, you know, all of her children are pieces of shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it's Obama's fault.
Yeah, it's Obama's fault that her son beat
clearly Obama's fault. Yeah. And it's Obama's fault that her daughter... What did her daughter do?
I don't know. Got knocked up.
Probably.
Couldn't speak properly or something.
That also did sounds right.
Stuff.
They're blaming him for being a Palin, which at this point is just as bad as being a Kardashian. Mm. Which was just as bad as being
I would say significantly worse than being a Kardashian. At least Kardashians have money.
And, attractive parts.
Well, they aren't theirs.
That's fine.
I don't. They're right. New attractive parts.
If we're going to talk about...
But they're not bionic.
That would be... I don't know if I'd want... The thing of it is if I was having sex with Bionic Girl, and, I'm really getting into it, so it would never happen, because that would, involve me putting some effort forth, and, it bounced wrong and hit me in the head, I would be concussed. It wouldn't be a good day for Dalton.
Do you ever watch Archer?
Yeah, but is there a reference to that exact thing?
Not quite. Basically, Archer's girlfriend, I mean, this is spoilers, but at the same time, if you haven't seen it at this point.
Is it the Russian one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his Russian fiance is supposedly killed, kept alive by Krieger, and made into a cyborg. It's real neat.
I know there's a big robot battle between his arch nemesis, who is also a cyborg, and his fiance.
Yes.
And then they end up together.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. And one of the parts of, there's a lot of things that apparently the bionic parts can do, like vibrate. And
yeah, I remember that now.
I'm all right with this.
And basically whenever they were done, though, with the coitus, she removes the vagina.
Yeah.
And leaves it in the sink.
Ew!
Because it needs to be cleaned out. Because it's not...
Yeah.
It's robotic, yeah.
Yeah.
But it vibrates. Yeah, I know. I remember it now. Thanks for jogging my memory.
Welcome. That was a great episode. I don't care how gross it was. All right, so for the three people that are still listening after the removable vagina bit.
The removable vagina bit. Because it's a bit in of its own, and now we're doing a bit about the bit.
All right,
yeah, man.
So Chelsea Shutt. She has the next question.
Oh, no.
Is that how you say her last name? Shut? I've actually never heard it
pronounced. I mean, it's spelled like the sports brand, is it not?
Yeah,
it's like the helmet. S-C-H-U-T-T. It's Shut.
Shut or Shut?
Shut.
Shut.
Chelsea Shut.
And Chelsea, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
If you could be a magical girl for a day, what would you look like and what would your powers be? Boys have to be magical girls too, not magical boys. So are we talking about Madoka Magica?
No. There are magical boys now.
In what?
It's Super Defense High School something, but they're still fucking frilly looking.
Huh.
I will find them.
So, I mean, are there magical girls other than... Because when I think magical girl, I think
Sailor
of Madoka
Moon,
Magica.
Sailor Moon, Cardcaptor Sakura, Magic Knight's Rayearth, Revolutionary Girl Utena.
Are they actually called magic girls?
Yes, it's a genre. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. Because in Madoka Magica, they actually called them... Magical girls.
Well, that's because they're new and they're generic and they're ripping off Sailor Moon.
Oh, but I really liked Madoka.
I'm not saying it's bad.
It was a good show.
I'm going to go with Zatanna.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done.
I had to take it back to my realm. Bring it on home, DC.
What's
now
it called?
There's a lot from Marvel. That's more.
I've got mine now. Don't worry about it.
Who is it?
Well, I was going to wait for... Well, never mind. I guess
they're both Googling. They're
Googling.
I don't remember the name of the series.
Oh, I hate her.
Why?
She's just a dumb character in my
opinion.
She's
not a dumb character.
She's
Colossus's little sister from hell.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just happy... you're tagging off the fact that it's Colossus's sister. It's just some bitch from hell. I don't care. Is she Russian?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, well, dicks. Well, there went my argument. Fuck her. I don't care. I said it.
I don't remember.
Her Marvel Legends in a fucking 5-set that you could only buy at San Diego Comic-Con 2 years ago, so fuck her. It was a really cool figure. I wanted it. And I was like, huh, I'm not spending $80.
So that's why you have a problem with Magic, because yeah. The only cool figure you could get ever was $80?
Yeah.
And it was in a set? Well, who else was in the set?
No, it was just her, because it's in a set.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. All right, so now this is that show that I always said nobody would want to listen to, Jesse Kimmel Presents Dalton Manch. That's been my favorite joke about the show. It's like, the second Jesse and I have to do a one-on-one, we're going to lose so many viewers.
No way. I think we're far more interesting than you give us credit for.
Are you sure?
Don't want
I sang the goddamn Barnyard musical earlier.
I have it recorded.
I loved that. That was great.
I am now just interested because I've come old and I'm a teacher. Like, that's about it.
Oh, no, Ethan's the youngest one at the table. You're not the youngest one
at
the table.
Yeah, I'm usually always the youngest one.
I'm a little baboo.
I'm still the oldest.
Are you guys still looking for...
I don't remember the name of it, and I'm going to find it. Damn it.
We'll get back to him. What's
but
the next question?
But yeah, no, I'm obviously my alter ego Sailor Staria. Which is just Sailor Scout.
Oh, yeah. And for those of you that don't know what magic looks like, lots of skin. And a gigantic sword. Also, she has power over the purgatory-style area.
Nice.
Which is kind of neat. She can teleport everywhere. Also cool.
Zatanna wears a top hat, tuxedo coat, singlet, fishnets.
Zatanna's awesome.
Zatanna is awesome.
There's
actually...
Plus her spells are all just backwards.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
There's actually a comic, while they're still Googling stuff, there was recently an excerpt that I read from I think it was a Detective Comics, where Zatanna interacts with the Joker. Like, Zatanna seeks out Batman's help to find something. I didn't look into the actual plot line. But Zatanna basically uses, you know, her magic and shit, and horrifies the Joker.
Huh.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. And then forces him to laugh about it. Because she says, you look better when you're laughing. And then, because he's terrified because of this other thing that Zatanna is doing to him. And then, so she casts another spell to make him laugh.
I bet it was Hoary Harley Quinn.
No, it was a bunch of bats actually biting him.
Oh.
Just like, it was. I think it was a bunch of bats eating him alive.
I think Hoary Harley Quinn is funnier. Because if Paul... I wonder how mad Paul Dini is about that sometimes.
Wait, didn't Bruce Timm make up Harley Quinn? Or what are you talking about?
Well, Paul Dini created Harley Quinn. Bruce Timm drew her. Because it was the animated series.
Well, I know it was the animated series.
Dini.
I know,
Bruce Timm is just the artist for it.
Well, no, I thought Bruce Timm created the character, though. I could have sworn. I could be wrong.
Well, all right, I wonder if Paul Dini and or Bruce Timm is really upset with the way that Harley Quinn looks now.
Yeah.
I am.
I mean, yeah.
She still looks cool, but she's just a big whore now.
Yeah, she's the Deadpool
of... a big, crazy whore. Yeah.
So
I mean, you can still be a crazy whore and not just be hanging out all over the place.
There are, like, the Suicide Squad
storyline. Plus, I don't like the hair, like, just all blonde and, like, the bleaching on the bottom.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan.
That being said, wouldn't say no.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
No. Like, if she was just riding me, like, my voice is telling me to kill you. Like, I'm
going to
die happy.
Yahtzee.
Like, that's fine.
I'm going to have sex with her and I don't have to live my life after it?
Talk about going out on a high note.
Yeah.
Does the magical girl have to be from an anime? Or
clearly not.
I have two. One would have to be Ashley from WarioWare.
Yes, Ashley is awesome.
And the one from an anime would have to definitely be Princess Tutu. Cause
not bad.
Who the shit is Princess? No, I don't want to know.
It's fine. It's a ballet magical girl anime.
Of course
it is. Yes,
and
I've watched it.
Of course Ethan watched it.
I like it.
It's a good series. I really can't find this, and this is pissing me off.
All right, so next question.
Next question. Aaron Picard wants to know if I can read some very lonely Luke's tweets. I guess it's a Twitter account.
Yeah,
I went ahead and pulled it up.
Oh, thank you.
So, yes, Aaron Picard, I will go ahead and read a couple for you. Let's see. Tweet from 6 hours ago. Every true Jedi must master two essential skills. Running from your problems and avoiding people.
Aww.
I'm good at fighting with a lightsaber, but I'm great at causing awkward silences. I didn't choose the hermit life. The hermit life chose me. The first Jedi didn't mind the hundreds of stairs here. They never walked up them. They made the Padawans give them piggyback rides. And then the last one that I'll read here, it's in all caps, so that's why I'm reading one more. The Emperor made my dad and me fight to the death to see who would be his apprentice. It was the worst job interview I've ever had.
God damn it.
Yay, there it is. I finally found it.
I rate the comedic scale of Very Lonely Luke a 6 out of 10. I was not entertained. Sorry, Aaron.
It was all right.
Which is why I got a 6 out of 10. It's a perfectly acceptable score.
Yeah.
It's called Cute High Defense Club.
Cute High Defense
Club. They are all guys, but they have very girly transformations and are very fluffy.
Let me see.
I
want to see.
I'm convinced they're dudes.
They are.
You say that.
Oh, they have plenty of bathroom scenes.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
Because the one all runs right. a hot tub place.
I don't want to get in a big anti-anime spiel right now.
Go on.
But they're weird and
gross. Yeah, they are.
They can be. There's weird and gross versions of every, like, in every style of media.
Yeah. Thanks, Internet.
Have you ever watched Ren and Stimpy?
Well, yeah, but, like, I try watching anime from time to time just to see because I don't get it. I'm Zach Price in it when it comes to anime. Like, I don't get it.
if you want to watch some good ones, I've got some good ones.
To be fair,
watch.
This is aimed at the yaoi audience.
Yeah.
Dude's banging.
Thanks. That's fine. That's not weird. Just
like yaoi is dudes, yuri is girls, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, sounds like a fun night. Happy somebody's getting it.
But yeah, no, there exist good animes. I'll like Full Metal Alchemist, Cowboy Bebop. I think
yes,
you would
Outlaw
love.
Star,
Trigun. That's another one.
Trigun's really good. Cowboy Bebop,
Sailor Moon.
If I ever get my DVDs back for Cowboy Bebop, I'll loan them to you. I think you would like that a lot. Okay. There's only like 20 episodes.
Oh, so
Evangelion, that Jesse still has mine.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'll get through it eventually.
I like Ghost
the Irresponsible
in a Shell.
Captain Tyler is amazing.
Can we start talking about comic books?
It's
so
it's
I can
a sci-fi
feel
one.
Maybe. Aren't they all sci-fi?
No.
Mm-hmm. No? Okay, I'm drawing.
Very few of them, actually.
All right, I apologize.
That's a good genre, though, the science fiction ones. So, Krista Francis asked,
"Yay,
Krista! Did you,
Tipsy McSwagger, did you forget about Krista?
Not at
no.
all. I'm actually using
her
mic
freaking
right
Christmas
now.
Present is still here.
That's true because she keeps canceling her trips up here because she's got to work.
What's her name?
Dalton.
Wait, she
has
got a job.
Krista. Yeah, she works." In a pyramid scheme in New Orleans.
Okay.
They're building pyramids in New Orleans?
Hopefully she's at the top of the pyramid scheme.
Nope. I feel like she should be.
But you need to be at the bottom of the pyramid. That's where most
Krista,
of it's at.
Did you buy Blathers? You need to buy Blathers.
Is she selling those wraps? Is that it? Did
no.
I guess it? Oh.
She's also not selling knives or anything else. She works for, oh shit, what is it called? Like the...
That's certainly
is it health food?
Something Circle.
Circle Jerk.
I searched it at some point. I'll have to double check.
I don't remember what it's called. It's like, eh, whatever. But yeah, she works in a really, really elaborate pyramid scheme. Like,
you know what? If she gets paid for it, sure.
Right. I mean, yeah, she has to work like 80 to 90 hours a week. But,
oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
Well, I mean, technically most of that is traveling. So it's not.
Okay.
But like she has to, like most of it, I imagine... If you asked her, she would likely say that she only works like 30 to 40 hours a week. But if you include like the amount of time she has to spend traveling, plus studying for shit to sell stuff. And she's if you ever go into Sam's Club and you see like the guys that are selling DirecTV,
mm-hmm.
that's not what she does, mm-hmm. but they work for the same company that she does.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it's a pyramid scheme. But at least it's not one of the ones where she had to invest money to start making money.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
So it could be worse.
Krista's not dumb.
But
right.
Krista, I remember you fondly. You are great.
Maybe if she ever typed in our message thread with me and Stephanie and her, then I might remember her more often. But
who the fuck is that chick? Huh? Get it? Because that's how everybody introduced me for a while, is who the fuck is this guy? So I'm going to do it to her, because I met her like twice. So who the fuck is this chick? Yeah, I did it.
Except everybody knows her?
Oh, for real?
Yeah. She was part of the GameStop crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was one of my GameStop ladies.
You should probably reward that.
Nope.
I'll take it.
She's not here to hit him.
It's true. When I worked at GameStop, I had there for a long time, it was just me and Big Johnny, and then Krista, Lily, Katie, and Stephanie. So that created a lot of interesting scenarios. Some of my favorites were when... people would walk in and they would walk right past any one of those four.
And just go right to him.
Right to me. To talk to me, because clearly girls know nothing about video games.
Yeah, I get that same problem at my store. I got it today.
Girls know nothing about sports.
I can't order sports equipment, even though I know exactly which catalog to look in and can tell you exactly what it's going to cost.
Nope. Girls don't know that stuff.
She's lying.
That happened to me at my store. There's an older lady that works there, and this guy was like trying to ask a question, and she was like, "No, I can help you. I was busy doing some kind of manager shit." And he was like, no, I feel like he's going to know what to say. And then it was over video game stuff, and she was like, well, I guess you're right.
My favorite is when I explain a bat or a glove, and they be like, oh, okay, and then immediately go over to my boss and ask the exact same question, and then he's just like, yeah, everything she told you is right. Like, he won't even explain it again. He's like, no, what she told you is right.
I have the opposite problem where I work. People ask me all the time where this stuff is, where that stuff is. I'm like, well, fuck.
I can tell you where I push the carts to and from.
Yeah.
The bags. I'm also familiar with the bags.
Yes, I'm familiar with the...
Would you like plastic or paper? Oh, wait, we don't do paper anymore.
Actually, we do. You just got to ask.
Fuck the tree.
But yeah, no, the second half of that, though, at least 1 in 10 of these people that would walk past these attractive ladies that I worked with on the way back out would drop off a phone number.
And they would immediately go in the trash can.
It depended on who got it.
It would drop handle off it differently. The trash.
Now, see, I remember there always being like a pretty girl working there, but I was never like, never even thought to do something like that because,
well, you weren't the 1 in 10. You were the other 9 normal people.
Yeah, because it's just like I don't remember who it was, but I was just like, oh yeah, they're cute. Not gonna even remotely act differently to them because I'm willing to say that they've probably dealt with a lot of creeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all have. Yeah. I had to kick out more than a couple.
But that's also part of the reason you get the job there as a female is because you partly know how to handle the creepy, awkward people.
Yeah. So my favorite, though, they all handled it a little differently when they got the phone numbers. Krista's was definitely my favorite.
The crumple toss?
Better. She would rip it up. She would just like, in front of them.
Yeah, no.
Like, they would hand it to him.
Krista's an ultimate bitch, and we love her for it.
That's cool. And she'd just sit there, rip it up, and then throw it in the trash can and give them this, like, big, super happy smile.
Uh-huh.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, Krista.
Fucking great.
That's part of why we love Krista.
Lily just would stare at she wouldn't touch the number. She would just give them this, like, death stare. It was the greatest thing. Like, I could feel the burning from, like, the side of her.
Which just added to the fact that she's a redhead.
Yes.
So.
I don't know that one. I'd have to.
Yeah, Lily's, she's what, St. Louis?
She lives in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, she went to SEMO, graduated with her master's a couple years ago, I guess. Mm. Year and a half ago. Either way. I guess it'll be 2 years this May that she graduated with a master's.
It has been a while since she's been gone again.
She was also very attractive. She would either do that or she would give them the, nice try, kid. No, it's not going to happen. It depended on what kind of mood she was in. Most of the time it was the death glare.
Yeah.
But other times it was the real condescending, nah, kid, it's not going to happen. Nice try, though. Then Katie was the most boring. She would politely accept the number and set it back. Sometimes she would tell them, like, oh, it's not going to happen. Or she might tell them that she had a boyfriend, depending on how it went. But, yeah, that was the most boring. Stephanie would just say she's taken. Or she would say my girlfriend wouldn't approve.
Nice.
Love Steph.
Cause that made everybody uncomfortable. She only said that like once though, and then she told everybody else to say it, but nobody else ever did.
Oh.
So we're just gonna tell dumb work stories now. This is what we've evolved to, I guess.
Until we go to the next question.
You can tell one real quick and then we'll move on to the next question.
Really sweet old guy that comes into my work all the time. There was me and she doesn't work there anymore. Her name's Chelsea. She has a girlfriend, obviously. But she looks like a cute nerd, glasses, long hair. And we would always work next to each other. And we were buddies. And one day he comes up to me and he was just like, you two would make a cute couple. I'm going to go tell her that. And I just started laughing. And I was like, all right, go tell her. And he says it and she just like giggles and says, oh, I don't think my girlfriend would like me dating him. And he didn't know what to do. Because this is like an old man.
Uh-huh.
He just, I guess like 20 years of like homophobic shit hit him all at once and he just got stunned.
Because, I mean, there's really like, especially in this area, a lot of people just don't know what to do with that information. They're like, oh, you bat for that team. Neat. Neat. Swell.
Fan.
Bye.
I'm going to pray for you, question mark?
Well, hopefully you come to Jesus. And
and pray the gay away.
generations.
Yeah. All right, so we got another one from Shannon Young.
Oh, God.
Dun, dun, dun.
Question for Dalton.
God damn it. Go ahead.
Do the kids call you Mr. Manch or Launchpad McDick?
Oh, I want a 3-year-old to say that so bad to me.
Because it'd be like cat bug.
Yeah, it'd be, Launchpad McDick? It's a quarter now. Launchpad McDick? Can we sing the gourmet goat cheese pizza song again?
So now the question is, though, since they are your students, they have to be respectful. Would they just call you Mr. McDick?
or Mr. Launchpad?
Oh, I want them to start. Oh my God, that would be the greatest thing ever.
Just introduce yourself to your kids as, hi kids, I'm Mr. McDick. Red? And your supervising teacher's just like, and like that was Dalton's last day.
It's all right. I went out on a high note. No, they actually just call me Manch, and we have to yell at them. It's like there's a mister in front of it. Because I guess they don't want to say Mr. Manch. It's just Manch. That's what they call me.
That's what we did at Cape Central. It was really
weird. Are they
weird.
In Japan where you just address people as your last name?
Some people, just like in this area, like whenever I went to middle school and then every other high school I went to, you know, it was always that very respectful, like, you know, Mr. and Mrs., like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Whenever I went to Cape Central, most of the teachers just got called by their last name.
I mean, we had some teachers that were that way. We had other ones that, yeah, you had the Mr. or Mrs. or Ms. or Doctor or right. or whatever. And then we had other ones that it was just like, for example, our history teacher, Mr. Tomaszewski. That's a long name to say. So it's Mr. T. So
I had a similar thing, like... My teacher, Mr. Zumhoff, would just be like, just call me Mr. Z. He wouldn't even react to the name Zumhoff.
Or Mr. Stevens' name, we just called him Fuzz.
Nice.
I actually had, in sixth grade, my English teacher's name was Mrs. Dick. Her last name was actually Dick.
I mean,
so,
we had Dixon, but...
Dick.
I had the biggest smile on my face right now.
Just a flat-out dick.
Flat-out. Just fully out there,
just waving it.
Waving it.
Miss
so
Dick.
She told us to call her Mrs. D.
That's worse.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But.
Especially back when I was in sixth grade, like, nobody talked about, like, you know, sucking the D. And
you said it, thanks.
Welcome. Nobody said it like that. Nobody referred to a dick as just a D, or yeah. a penis, if you will. Nobody referred to that as a D. Dick. Schlong.
Penis.
I forgot schlong.
This is digressing
sixth
very
grade,
quickly.
Man. Sixth grade.
So, Shannon just texted me and said, ask about aliens.
No, we got questions still, I'm pretty
that's
sure.
That's true, we do have
that's
questions.
That's what I would say.
Tanner Calvert.
Tanner.
The man the himself. Man, him, Big T. It. The best redneck.
God damn it, you beat me to it.
How bad is it without me?
Very.
While you're listening to the show, we've got Ethan Craig Miles.
Aww.
I keep doing that. I feel bad for it. I can't stop myself. Someone help me.
Don't worry, it's funny
because
it's
a
true.
Problem.
I can't stop making fun of Ethan, and I love him.
Love you too, buddy.
He's so adorable over there. Look at him.
Hello.
It's a little
look
less...
at me in the
Tanner,
audio podcast,
Tanner, don't you feel like
folks.
Something's missing from your life when you're not here?
The show feels a little less southern.
Little.
Yeah. Feels a little more progressive.
Oh my God.
A little less pro-Trump.
I wouldn't call this progressive.
a little less.
We're not a car insurance company.
A little less closed-minded. A little less better.
A little less better?
Yeah, I said it.
So you're saying it'd be better if we were closed-minded, redneck, southern.
A little more better. Fuck off, Jesse. What's the next question?
Dalton, words bad.
The next
That's
question.
Why I teach music. I mean, you said it. Lindsay didn't this time.
That's what? Fine.
All right, next question.
Sorry,
next
I was reading something from my game.
Mr. Sanducky.
Huh?
We're hitting all the hits
Cody.
Today.
That's true. Every Podzilla 1985 member. Aaron and Chelsea. So, Cody Sandusky. Ooh, sorry. You get to take a historical figure out for a romantic date. Who is it, and what move/pickup line do you use to take them home?
Chirp.
I got one.
All right, what you got?
Aubrey Hepburn. I told her the breakfast is right here. Yeah. I pointed
at
my dick.
That's not bad. That's bad, yeah. But...
I'm trying to think because I'm bad at history.
I know. That's my thing, too. I'm like,
I would do horrendous things to Aubrey Hepburn.
It's a really good question, though.
It probably would be romantic.
No.
No. It'd be sad for her.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on, like, you know, what you talk about, like, with historic figures and how far back they can go.
Anytime. History is old.
It's true. Like, you know, Cleopatra, I got a snake for you.
One, I don't do pickup lines, so...
I don't either. I'm bad at them.
God damn it. I'm trying to think of who was really big in the women's rights. Because I got their suffrage right here. This
is my dick. And on that, let's just move on.
No, we got to hear from you two.
I'm not giving you an answer.
I mean, well, for you, like, it's so much easier. There's so many more historic males than females.
Except that history's not my strong point.
You can go with George Washington.
No.
George Washington.
And be careful with the splinters.
No. No.
I don't like that.
No, 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 no.
I broke Dalton.
It's not a gummy, it's a Woody. God damn it. Why do you make me say these things?
Ethan, what? Pick something. Amelia Earhart.
Yes.
Take her, join the Thousand Mile High Club.
Yeah.
Hopefully you got a more modern plane, because if you take the kind she had, there's a reason you're in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, it is.
I got your Bermuda Triangle.
It's right here. I pointed at my dick again.
Get lost in my dick.
Nope.
I don't fucking know.
Who else can we go with? This is fun.
I really hope that everybody else is enjoying this as much as we are, because I have a feeling everybody's like, that was terrible.
Thanks for filling for me, by the way. I really need this right now.
I don't know people. That's my problem.
I'm trying to think of ever their.
Can I go with anime versions of historical people?
It has to be an actual person, Lindsay. If it's not, you're fucking a ditto.
I actually answered that question to Shannon one day, and I told him he's not allowed to tell you.
God damn it! Why would you tell us that?
Because it's more fun.
All right, how about Susan B. Anthony? Got a roll of quarters for you right here.
Really, Ethan?
Yeah.
Do we have to explain it?
Yeah.
No.
I don't, as in the person.
And I mean, that joke can also work towards Sacagawea.
Yeah.
Moving on, please. let's have something where I can contribute.
Sacagawea got a long voyage for you. It's right here. I have something for you to interpret. All right, next question.
I hope you enjoyed that, Cody. Next question is also from Tanner Calvert, the man himself, Big T, the best redneck. If you could travel to any point in time in history, when would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a good one.
1985.
Why?
NES.
Classic. You have it now.
Yes, I have it now, but I would love to be in that era and experience all the commercials, all of the media coverage.
They were so bad.
I know.
I mean, like, I wasn't born yet, but I remember, like, NES commercials and Super Nintendo commercials from when I was little. Mostly Super Nintendo, I guess. I do remember, like, I would have caught the tail end of some of the NES commercials. But, yeah, Super Nintendo. I remember the Power Glove commercial.
Yeah.
Like, I would just
love
to be that in that era to actually, like, I would love to be that nerd who would get beat up. Because let's face it, I would get beat up. But
I mean, it depends. Like, you may have had a different upbringing. Like, different experiences may have caused you to be a different kind of person. You never know what would happen in the '80s. Eighties were a crazy time. Your parents could have been coke addicts, and it'd been legal, sort of.
Not entirely illegal, I guess. Fuck Ronald Reagan.
Uh huh.
Fucking. Oh yeah.
Oh, so we're going back to the last question.
No. I don't have one for Reagan.
You can tear down this wall. I don't fucking know history.
I mean,
you're in the right era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
You wanted Gorbachev, but...
There you go.
We'll take it, I guess. Anyway, so late 70s, early 80s, Memphis Wrestling. to be a wrestler in that time, I think, would be the coolest thing ever. Just get some ring rats, go to the next town, just doing the towns, wrestling the same match every week. Like, or just be a fan in that era. Like, I always go to wrestling. I always say the 90s, but in the All Reality, I'd love to go back to the Memphis days. Where, like, it was still, you didn't know if it was fake or not. Andy Kaufman was getting pile-driven by Jerry Lawler on the reg. Like, that would probably, yeah, I would say Memphis wrestling in the 70s, 80s. That would be my guess.
Fair
or my
enough.
Time, yeah.
Lindsay?
I'm trying to remember the proper year range, but basically...
Can it be an anime time range?
No, it's not, you bastard.
I finally made her mad. Oh, you made her mad.
No, it pretty much anywhere in Europe during the post-impressionism art movement.
Ooh, neat.
Could be neat. Yeah. Probably go back to, I don't know, the around Jerusalem, 81 or so.
You're boring.
No, I honestly, like, it would be interesting to know if Christ...
What actually happened.
Right.
Finding Jesus episodes would be a lot more, like, accurate.
Right? Yeah, I actually would. It would be interesting to know, like, if I could see, you know, what these miracles were.
I know Shannon's answer. Like, Roswell.
Yeah, but, I'm sure
you have a question. Would we be stuck in that era? Like...
I think, you know, it says, when I think of travel, that implies temporary.
Okay.
I would just do a little coke with, like Jerry Lawler, and then I'd get back to that.
That's one reason why I said 1985, because I thought I would have to be stuck from then on, and then...
Right. Yeah, no, like, if that were the case, like, if I had to stay there... Oh, shit, I don't even know.
I would stay where I was and do a lot of coke with Jerry Lawler. What I'm getting at is I love that fucking time era in wrestling.
I don't know, it would be interesting to have... basically spend my, like, teen years in the mid to late 70s, like, and into the, you know, spend my 20s in the 80s, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, if that's where I had to,
go,
like,
go
if
through,
I was going to
go
there
through
permanently.
Go through all of the, shit. I just totally
blanked
on what word
yeah.
I wanted
no, you're right,
to
shit.
Say.
You are correct, ma'am.
I mean, I wouldn't want to relive 80s fashion.
Or, you know,
that's
could,
for sure.
Or, you know, I could live in an era where a minimum wage could buy me a house.
Fuck
yeah!
And then sell that house for over 1,000 like percent more than what you paid for it,
right? Yeah. Today, and then just like yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of reasons why that would be cool. But yeah, like if it was just a temporary travel, I would like to know what actually happened because they have proven that Jesus of Nazarene existed. I guess beyond reasonable doubt, they've proven that. So there's that whole like liar, lunatic, Lord thing.
Yeah,
that whole thing was going around. I guess it's still kind of going around, but it would be interesting to know the answer.
You make it sound like it's a virus. It's
right?
Going around.
It was well. I mean, it viral marketing. I guess.
Okay,
I don't know.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, once it happened, people were you know going crazy about it, like, oh, Jesus Christ exists, and all this other stuff. And
wait a minute, just Jesus Christ Jackass would be the greatest TV show ever. My name is Jesus
Kenny
Christ.
Rogers.
I'm about to turn this water into wine.
My name is Jesus Christ. About to walk on water.
God damn.
All I'm getting now is the King of the Hill episode with Bobby being a magician.
Yeah. Oh, or where he joins the youth group.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Like, you're not making Christianity better. You're making rock and roll worse. So. Yep, all right, well, that's actually the last of the questions. Let's see where we're at, and hope Audacity hasn't frozen because I haven't looked at it in a while.
Oh, god damn, are you...
No, we're good, we're good.
Oh, thank...
I was checking to make sure it
Christ.
Hasn't. Everything's fine.
I was about to punch you right in the dick.
Why me? It's Audacity is the problem.
Motherfucker, you could have checked.
I could have. You're right.
So much time we got.
Huh? Oh, yeah, we're at 40 minutes.
We're at 40, we got 20 minutes left.
We got 20 minutes left.
20 all minutes right. Of just this.
So, let's just bitch about our least favorite comic book characters.
Give Dalton something to talk about.
Yeah.
What else can
I don't
we talk
read
about?
Enough comic
else?
Books for that.
Anything else happened recently? Anything interesting?
Donald Trump said that he would literally have to shoot somebody, and he still thinks his numbers wouldn't go down.
Yeah, I do remember that
happened.
That's
that
because he's a self-centered douchebag.
Donald Trump seems like he should be the landlord of Patty's Pub in It's Always Sunny.
Like that's fucking him. Like he is. He would just be another sociopath for the group. Like
yeah, you're not wrong.
Like.
He's like Mr. Fish Odor in Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, just be like, oh, that goddamn Trump.
I don't want to talk about Trump because that's giving him attention. I don't want to give him what he wants.
But I like making fun of him.
Yeah. We do, but that still gives him
publicity.
Yes.
I just made an amazing crossover, It's Always Sunny. You're upset about it right now?
No.
Ethan's not as big a fan of It's Always Sunny as the rest of us.
I do like it now that you guys have introduced me to it more.
I made one of my Animal Crossing people's intros when they say hello, you goddamn bitch.
They didn't censor it out?
Well, I spelled it so that goddamn was run together and doesn't have all the correct letters, and bitch has an asterisk, and it's just, it's spelled wrong.
Gotcha.
Basically. Gosh.
Because I remember a couple of times trying to enter in, like, you know, swear words and stuff. It's and like, no. They censor it.
Yeah, it's like because... I did, like, G-A-W.
God damn. anyway, they censor it because in that game, people can visit your village.
Uh-huh.
And
it has to be friendly.
They have to do a street pass, and they can check out your village.
Technically, they also have the dream.
Right? Yeah,
stuff
that's what
now.
I was thinking. Yeah, they don't even have to street pass; you can just find them. So yeah, that would be very bad to just visit the village and then oh you goddamn bitch! Oh you dumb
well,
bitch!
Well, before that, it was saying keeping it 100.
So. Oh, that's great. Keeping it 100. Please tell me it was like one of the jocked out.
It was Coco, the like zombie looking bunny.
Neat.
Oh man, I would have Kabuki say so much awesome stuff because Kabuki was my bro.
Sounds like a horrible sexual act. No, I Kabuki'd your dog.
No, that's called Bukkake. No,
that is right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It just sounds like a sex act because it sounds really close to Bukkake.
Uh huh.
Speaking of which,
no,
we have nothing.
Huh?
We don't have a Bukkake story. Out of the four of us,
you have the one where you guys told Nate to look it up and then immediately ran at him not to look it up.
You're telling me out of four people in this table, nobody has a Bukkake story.
Uh-uh. No?
Lindsay.
I'm not a whore, thank you.
God damn it. She got to it.
I was like, what?
I'm just happy I got to say Bukkake that many times on the air. That makes me feel empowered.
Make Shannon smile.
I was telling my teacher about it today because like I kept getting that messaging. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm actually, I curse a lot like in my off time. Like I do a good job here not doing it. And I think I'm just going to make my Facebook for like the podcast I'm on because it's a bunch of foul language. And it, like, in the back of my head, I was like, I hope she doesn't look this up. Because, like, I mean, there's nothing she can really do to me, I suppose. But I just said Bukkake, like, now 10 times in the show. I feel liberated.
Far more than that, I think.
Well, like, yeah. But
I'm wondering here, like, is this just something you were hoping that somebody else has tried Bukkake so you could tell your story? Like, is this something you've hidden from us?
Like, all right. I don't think I could keep a boner in a room full of dudes with boners. Like, I'm not, like, homophobic. I just don't think it would be that appealing to, like, even if it's, like, two girls.
I mean, because I'm pretty sure, like, everybody agrees that the penis is not an attractive organ.
Yeah, no, we talked about this last week. It's a thumb with a turtleneck on. That's what it is.
It's an unattractive organ.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, I don't think I could, like, I don't think I could finish the act while other dudes are trying to finish the act next to me. Like, because, for one, I'm slightly competitive from time to time. And, like, if it's being recorded, I want to make sure I last the whole however long the thing is. Because, like, for one, I also know I'm inadequate. So, like, aww. I don't want 2 minutes into the thing and she's just sitting there and, like, it's supposed to be like, oh, yeah, she's supposed to be blowing for, like, a good 20 minutes. And, like, 4 minutes in, I'm already, like...
All right, I'm going to go ahead and shut that down.
Thanks.
Because that's going to a dark place.
I was literally waiting for somebody to stop me. So I was just going to keep going. Like, it was going to get a lot worse. There was going to be a ball gag. And
Stop. God damn it.
I'm paying attention.
Ethan's curious. You've awoken something in Ethan.
No, it's been awakened all
this
time.
Force?
So, let's just move back on. Lindsay,
okay,
I hear
let's
that
go
you have
to
a question.
Let's go to a completely different topic in a completely different direction that somehow Dalton will probably bring back into that direction.
Challenge accepted.
The erection direction.
Okay. Okay, you have been turned into a My Little Pony.
Okay.
Just stop. First, are you a Pegasus, a unicorn, or an earth pony? And what is your cutie mark?
Luckily, this has already been done for me because that phase is done and gone. But
I'm a unicorn because it's an appendage. And the thing, the
on
little
your
brain,
ass.
Mushroom stamp. That's two dicks in one.
Now you do realize that your cutie mark is what your special ability is.
I'm aware.
Okay.
Now, that makes it even better.
He's just going to mount all of the other ponies. That's his special
so
ability.
So he's the sexual offender pony.
Yes.
He's on a list. The little ponies without their cutie marks can't go near him.
I would be the most relatable to the bronies.
Because you'll just start humping everything.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then I'll have the most magical friendship of all.
And then I'd be asking every normal person, being like, what, you're not into this? Because that's what they do, too. I work at a store that sells the shit. It's happened.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah. Somebody literally asked me if I was a brony. And I just, like, I was trying not to be mean, but I was like, no.
No. I sell stuff.
I felt the inside of a vagina.
It's warm. Kind of probably how you think those My Little Ponies feel.
Oh.
Challenging. So did I?
Yeah, you took it back Ethan. There.
Ethan, go ahead, buddy.
Earth pony with a video game controller. That's Woo-hoo. It. It's been done already on me before, so.
Isn't that exactly what Nate's is?
No.
No, he has the Smash emblem, right?
Yeah.
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 Because he'd be smashing
I hate that
all,
I know that.
He used to be like, smashing all that poon.
Let's,
that
well, I mean,
sweet,
to be fair,
poon.
It is part of his Facebook
that's,
image.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck, I don't know. Pegasus? I like to fly. Flying sounds cool. What?
Can you get a mushroom stamp? And that way you can attack him from the sky, and I can get him on the ground?
They're not safe anywhere. No, I'm not
going to. Can we get a fucking water pony?
They don't have sea ponies yet. It makes me really sad. If you go back to 1985, there are going to be sea ponies.
That's going to be Shannon. We'd be mushroom stamping by land. We're like the goddamn U.S. Armed Forces.
Of sex.
By land, by sea, and by air.
Oh,
no, I will not be going with the mushroom stamp. Fuck, I don't know what I would go with. What's the...
A microphone for your podcasts.
What?
No. That would be the cutie mark that you would have.
I would just keep a beard on it.
Yeah. Well, ponies can have beards now in
That's
the new
true.
Series.
Oh my god! I'd probably go with a stealth bomber.
Nice.
And like my ability is just dropping bombs. Because something needs to nuke the fuck out of that place. Just
what
start from scratch.
What the friendship is magic.
Clean slate.
Mine's boring and girly. I'm a unicorn with a gem star.
Okay.
It's a lot cleaner than mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot more boring than mine.
Yours is
yes, mine's boring.
His is nerdy. Brony.
Mine's boring and girly.
His is bony.
His?
Yours?
His?
Sorry. I was looking at him when I said it. Hers is girly. Mine's just straight up creepy. You know the way that they actually are.
Right.
Mine's realistic. Uh-huh. Am I being mean enough to him?
No.
Not quite. If you can get meaner.
Yeah.
Don't.
If
you
if
can.
You, if you think
don't.
I can get meaner.
Please stop.
Email me at watch an actual goddamn show at pleasegrowuppast13.com.
Aww.
Yeah. Lindsay likes that show.
No, that's fine. It's
I'm a girl and I grew up with the original, so
that's fine.
I
it's nostalgic for her. It's fucking creepy for them.
I'm out of that phase.
Oh, my favorite nostalgia argument, because I've heard that before. My favorite nostalgia argument. Well, see, I liked the Powerpuff Girls and it's the same creator.
Yeah.
Then watch the goddamn Powerpuff Girls. You can fucking find them.
I mean,
that was a good show.
That was a good show.
Powerpuff Girls are supposed to be getting rebooted.
Yep. That's a true story.
All right, I'm excited.
I don't know.
But you know what I'm not going to call myself? I'm not going to call myself a, I don't know, a fucking, like a.
A bro-puff?
Yeah, a bro-puff. That's what they're going to fucking call.
their word, like the male equivalent in that
one. Yeah.
And they were dicks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, they were technically bad guys. I still like Mojo Jojo.
Mojo,
and
Jojo.
Fuzzy Lumpkins.
And him. I like him.
I loved him.
Him was creepy as fuck.
It really was. Like, I look back at pictures of that, that's one of those things, like, this was a kid's show?
Yeah, like, him's borderline Satan.
Well, that was supposed to be the idea.
Yeah.
Like, there's no border.
Like, a homoerotic Satan.
Him was supposed to be a transsexual Satan, pretty much.
Yep. Tranny Satan.
What Donald Trump's gonna do a thing about next.
So, fuck, where do we go from here?
All right, so
we still have
left?
We have still 10 minutes we need to
God
fill in.
So anyone watch the new Detective Pikachu trailer that Tanner posted on my wall the other day?
We're gonna talk about it on Nerd Up this weekend,
okay.
though.
Okay.
Did you see what I posted on your wall? Or what
I haven't been home.
What I had Shannon post on your wall?
I haven't been home.
Oh, well, you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy that we're leaving this vague.
Right?
This is really good for the listeners.
Okay, so we'll go back to
Pac-Man
thing.
Pop vinyls.
Let's not go back to Dalton things, because last time I heard it
was... Hey, this is an okay Dalton thing. Your least favorite comic book character.
Okay.
That's fun.
We can do that.
Yeah, that's safe.
Dalton's is Deadpool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deadpool by far. If not, Deadpool or Tim Drake Robin.
Oh, I like Tim Drake Robin.
I don't.
Because I really like him because
he's the... Is that
the
Teen Titans Robin?
Well, he's been a version of...
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. See, like I'm not in the loop as much.
There's actually, they were purposely vague on, and this is, I've always found this to be very interesting. They were purposely vague on which Robin was in the original Teen Titans cartoon, like the one that aired on Cartoon
Network.
Well,
that one, though, when they went in the future, it showed him as Nightwing. Yeah. So.
And see, and that's actually the argument that I had with, and I had that example, and when, it wasn't Batmite, but it was something really similar to Batmite, the episode where the dude comes in, he's a huge fan, like he breaks the fourth wall and all that stuff.
The pudgy crazy one?
Yes. His name is Richard Grayson backwards.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He was an annoying little
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, was it Mick?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was Mick Flick or something like that. I can't say it right.
Yeah. So, and I told them that cuz I remember this was like, this ended up being like an argument with a lot more ferocity than was necessary because I was hanging out. It was back when we did like Sunday night pizza night, and I was with, it was Shannon, Bob, and Matt Sin. And Shannon and Matt were the ones that were arguing strongly for it being a different Robin.
I was probably there. Why do I not remember this conversation?
I don't know. Maybe you were just like, I don't want to get involved.
I was probably
in
on my computer reading comics, getting viruses on it.
Yes. And yeah, like I pulled up that example and then I was like, well, what about when they went to the future and he was Nightwing? And like, they're like, no, that didn't happen. Or
yeah,
like
did.
That could have been like blah, 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 blah. And I was like, fuck all of you. In retrospect, it's entirely possible that at least Matt was doing it to fuck with me. I think Shannon legitimately believed it though. Because he doesn't usually go that far into an argument when he's just fucking with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anywho. They tried to be purposefully vague in most situations on which Robin that was. But in the current run in the comic books of Teen Titans, yeah, it's Tim Drake.
Okay. And, like, the original Teen Titans, it was Dick Grayson.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he was the original Robin in the Teen Titans. And that was where he first had the relationship with Starfire and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So... I like Tim Drake, though, because he was, like, he's the most detective-y of the Robins.
Yeah, but they just put him in to...
Filler.
Yeah, fill in for the fact because they killed off Jason Todd.
Right.
Who was an interesting Robin.
Everybody hated Jason Todd
all
the time.
Yeah, and see, I wasn't mm-hmm. I wasn't alive during that time, so I can't really... Yeah. Like, but everything I've read of as him as Robin, it's, I mean, it's the 80s.
And I mean, well, everybody just hated him as Robin. Like, they missed Dick Grayson. They thought Jason Todd was a terrible character.
Hence and they why even they had, killed
like,
him.
They had the voting thing. Like, submit your votes. Like, should we kill Jason Todd?
Yes.
And yeah, the community overwhelmingly decided yes. And then they brought him back to life. But, I mean, it's comic books. That just kind of happens. And a lot of people liked Tim Drake because, you know, he wasn't... I guess a lot of the Robins before had a little bit of a Mary Sue aspect to them, almost as bad as Batman.
Yeah.
And Tim Drake had the least of that. Because he didn't have the typical, like, orphan thing adopted because he actually had parents, which was an interesting dynamic. So he wasn't Bruce Wayne's ward. He was just a kid that he gave a job, like, a la Terry McGinnis and Batman Beyond.
Here, wear their spandex and cape and come with me.
Mm-hmm.
No, Terry McGinnis was an orphan.
I thought his mom was still alive. His dad died.
I don't think his mom's alive.
He was older, though.
Oh, yeah, he was. Like, he was, like, 50 or 60. No, his mom was definitely alive.
Oh, really? I need to go back and watch it. I thought he was an orphan, too.
Yeah, no, they killed his dad.
Yeah, that was first episode.
Yeah, that was, like, the first episode they killed his dad. But, yeah, no, his mom was definitely still alive. Huh. I'm, like, 90% sure. Now that I'm thinking about it, I could be wrong, but I'm, like, 90% sure.
Have you seen that Justice League Unlimited episode I told you to watch? The prologue one where, like, it's Justice League Unlimited, but it's Batman Beyond.
I'm not going to lie. I forgot about it.
Oh, it's such a good one.
Is it anyway, still on Netflix or Hulu or whichever one it was on?
It's the one where Terry McGinnis finds out that he's a perfect match for Bruce Wayne because he needs, like, an organ switch. And then he realizes that he has Bruce Wayne's DNA in him, like, in his...
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah, you need to watch it tonight.
Is it still on Netflix? Well, I'm not watching it tonight. I'll watch it tomorrow.
It should be on Netflix if Justice League Unlimited is still on there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Justice League Unlimited is still on Netflix, so should be doable. Yeah, I do remember that episode.
I think it's called Epilogue, actually, because that's the one at the end, yeah.
Because, like, yeah, he finds out why the DNA is there and all this. Yeah. Fun stuff. So, Ethan, your least favorite comic book character?
I've been trying to think about it.
I was just listening to you guys. I wasn't even thinking.
You can pull from anime if you want. Like, that's fine. It's still technically a comic book.
Oh, even that's hard.
It's
hard for me to hate things.
Oh, and not me.
Any person that's Spider-Man that isn't Peter Parker, for the most part.
Miles Morales was cool.
Oh, I mean, besides, I'll take that.
Miles Morales and Gwen Stacy are probably the only two good ones.
Scarlet Spider, Kane. What's his last name? Kane something.
Yeah, that's just a cool outfit though. Like, I hate when they do that. I hate when there's multiple versions.
Spidey 2099 was also amazing. I can't remember that. Miguel, I think. Miguel.
Yeah,
because
he's Latin American. But
I think his last name is
O'Hara. It's a good character to do things like that, because then you're like, oh, he's an African American Spider-Man, but it doesn't matter because he's covered from head to toe.
Well, I mean,
but they're starting to get too much with it now. Like, now you have like Spider-Man Noir, and you
have
Spider.
To push it.
Well, to be fair, Spidey Noir existed a long time ago, but like that whole thing with the Spider-Verse, where they just find a bunch of different versions of Peter Parker and, you know, different aspects of it. That was actually the way they explained that in the Spider-Verse storyline was really cool. Like how there are three different ways to become a Spider-Man, which was really neat. There's the accidental, like bitten by the spider. There's the clone. And then there's the random off chance of, like, the secondary Spider-Man. So, like, the spider bites you, or bites, you know, the Peter Parker version in that universe, and then goes on to bite somebody else.
Oh, so, like, just another...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really interesting how they do it, like, how they talk about the spider... What are they called?
The totem. It's a spider.
Totems. Yeah, the spider totems across the spider-verses. Very interesting.
It's just hard for me to hate... on something I barely know about. And I barely know about comics.
No, that's fair.
I know about them. I've just never actually read most of them.
There's some good ones out there, for sure.
I know.
Superboy? That's another character I don't like.
Superboy is annoying.
It's just a dumb character to have.
Just a whiny...
Crypto, like, the super dog. I don't like Crypto.
How do you dislike Crypto?
He's Superman's dog.
Yeah.
He's fun-loving.
If
he's
you're
like
gonna hate a superhero dog, hate Dino Mutt.
Oh, that's
what
fair.
The fuck is that?
Or Underdog.
Aww, no, actually, I like it. Underdog.
So, yeah. That drug addict. CM Punk doesn't approve. No, nope. He's straight edge.
Yeah. He wrote a comic book.
Yeah,
Drax. He's writing the Drax series. I haven't read it yet.
He did a. There was a Thor annual. He did a small story in there. Mm. His stuff's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I keep meaning to read Drax because I've heard it's not bad. Yeah. And I like Drax as a character. I just don't want to buy Drax. I think I bought issue one just so I could have it because that's the first book that, like, it's all CM Punk's.
Yeah.
And I figure, you know, maybe that could one day be a neat collector's item.
Oh, I'll never sell it.
So, yeah, I've got that somewhere, I think. Maybe I didn't buy it and I just planned on it. And I've now missed that boat because they're on issue 4.
No. We can definitely get... I'm sure I can get one for you.
Yeah. We'll see.
Cool.
I'll probably get crap for mine.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Because of my American comics that I've read, they are very tiny. But I would have to go with... I really, really hate the X-Men Evolution version of Jean Grey because she's Little Miss Perfect.
That's fair. I mean, it's my X-Men. Like, that was my X-Men cartoon.
Like, even though I grew up with the 90s one, Evolution's what got me into American comics and then expanded from there.
And I mean, honestly, the X-Men Evolution version of, like, I will preface this with, I liked that show. Mm-hmm. X-Men Evolution was an enjoyable show. I liked watching it. However, each iteration of the characters they introduced in that show are some of my least favorite versions.
See, some of them I really, really like, and then other ones I'm just like, eh. And then other ones you don't see them enough to get anything from. Right.
I mean, they did introduce, they put X-23 in there once, and that was kind of cool.
She had her own episode.
Yeah, and did they call her Laura in that one? Laura Kinney?
I don't remember. I just know she was really pissy and hunting down Logan.
Right, I think, or maybe they just call, like, I don't remember if she
I think she was
name.
Just X-23. I don't think they actually said her
right,
actual
I know,
name.
I thought that I remember that she got her name in a show, and before that she was always just called X-23.
They may have said her name. I got the episode somewhere at home.
I'm like 99% sure. Like, I'm saying Laura Kinney, and it sounds wrong in my head, but I'm pretty sure that's her name. I know it's like Laura or Lauren. Either way.
You're going with the L's.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, no, like, I, as much as I liked that show, like, every version of the X-Men that was in that show was like, I didn't like. I don't know why. It just... Yeah, my least favorite iteration.
I did,
of
but
each
part
of
it was because they had voice actors that I liked from other stuff, so yeah. It glossed it over
and
for me.
They didn't. I mean, they looked like people, but the way that they were drawn was kind of weird. Like, they all had skinny legs, skinny arms.
It was
like,
slightly exaggerated.
That was kind of a popular way, like, an animation style in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's how, like, even, like, Batman Beyond
had
that kind of
style.
Like, it kind of broke away from the traditional Bruce Timm style of, like, you know, the
skinny
men with
legs,
the
boxy torsos.
Right. And, yeah, there was a few other cartoons back then that looked a lot like that. Yeah.
But I actually had the comics for those ones. I actually made a point to go and buy them.
Nice.
Did you say what your least favorite was?
No.
What is it?
Ah, shit, I don't know.
give me one too many to list. How much time we got?
He's pulling a Lindsay.
Oh, we're actually
answering.
Right out of time now.
All
right,
let's just make this quick. Then say one, we'll say why it sucks, and then we'll call the Nizzite.
Let's see, my least favorite character. It might be Deadpool, but I don't think it is. Because I do like Deadpool, at least on teams. But you know what? We'll go ahead and say it's Deadpool because I don't want to think about, like, my actual least favorite character.
He's the least common denominator of comics.
Like I said, I like him.
He's just highly overrated.
Yeah.
I just like him because he's kind of funny.
I've talked about it before. Like, I like Deadpool when he's on a team. Like, there's actually the most recent run of the Thunderbolts had an all-star lineup. Like, I was actually super excited for this book. Because the Thunderbolts in this book were Red Hulk, you know,
yeah.
Thunderbolt Ross. It also had Punisher, Elektra, Daredevil, and Agent Venom. Basically the Flash Thompson version
of
Venom.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Yeah. I saw that lineup and I was like, fuck, outside of Elektra. And I mean, I don't dislike Elektra, but I just wasn't a huge fan. I was like, outside of that, that is a fantastic cast of characters.
Yeah.
So I got the book. The artist, whose name I can't remember right now, for the first run of that was so bad. Like, it looked so awful that I couldn't actually read it.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't. I just kept getting pulled out because the art was
so bad.
Yeah.
That can do a lot. Like,
I had the same thing with the Batman and Robin, the Grant Morrison run.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it was the graphic novel, the third one, where everything got like really, really fucking weird. I'll pull a picture of it up.
I know what you're talking about. Like, because it was in the New 52 version.
No. I'm talking about. Well, that was.
I thought you were talking about. Well, I'm thinking of Batman Incorporated.
You're thinking of Batman Incorporated. Yeah. I'm talking about Batman and Robin, where it was Dick Grayson and Damian Wayne. But it's it's really
one of the Wayans brothers.
And on that note,
I'm sorry. All
right. I think that's going to finish it up. So for myself, Dalton, Ethan, Lindsay, thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a great night.
Sorry.
Hopefully I'll be.